Welcome back to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with our researcher and psychologist, Dr. Rich O'Neill, for this week's checkup from the
Good
neck
morning,
up. Hey,
Linda.
Rich.
Hi.
I understand you're here to talk about some new research on calcium supplements.
Yes, Linda. This study, as part of a stream of research appearing in the last decade or so, serves as a terrific cautionary tale and illustrates a number of really important scientific principles and the process of scientific advancement of knowledge that are important for everyone when we read stories about the so-called health supplements or other new medical treatments for that matter.
Yeah, it's very confusing very often.
It can be very confusing. So now in this particular example, everybody knows calcium is necessary for kids to grow strong bones. Well, when people started living longer and longer and longer with advancements in diets and medical care and how people took care of themselves, more and more older people were developing osteoporosis and breaking bones eventually and becoming disabled. So at some point, some person came up with the idea, or a bunch of people maybe, really a scientific hypothesis is what it was, that since kids needed calcium to break strong bone, to make strong bones, to keep bones strong and prevent fractures later in life was the new idea, people should take calcium supplements, especially women after menopause, when bones can get brittle for some metabolic reasons.
Well, that sounds incredibly logical, and the truth is I'm one of those women.
Right, right. So, in fact, the dietary supplement industry started promoting and selling calcium in pill form, because we human beings like things to be simple, and taking a pill is a lot easier than figuring out how to change one's diet to get more calcium. So these days, about 60% of middle-aged and older U.S. women and a goodly percentage of men take calcium supplements with vitamin D, which helps it be absorbed by the body. Typically, people take 1,000 milligrams of calcium and 400 milligrams of vitamin D every day. Then, at some point, some pesky scientist said,
As they can be,
their role in life, we should test this seemingly very logical, makes total sense to me idea of whether these supplements actually make a difference for older people's bones and whether there might be some side effects, you know? But these studies were necessarily complex, difficult, costly, because the people in them would need to take calcium every day for many years before the aging process would take place and we could see the results.
You know, those kinds of longitudinal studies really are very difficult to do, and they need a lot of government funding.
Right.
Those are our tax dollars at work.
Exactly, right. So when you're deciding to be mad about your tax dollars, you might want to think about the impact on these tests that are really trying to benefit our lives. Anyway,
right.
Let's not go there. And also, the supplement industry certainly isn't going to fund research that might call into question selling supplements, which are now making a lot of money from.
Yeah, and that research really has been appearing.
It has been over the last few years, yeah. Just a couple of weeks ago, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, which is an independent group of scientific experts unrelated to the supplement industry, reviewed all the related research of people who lived at home, were not diagnosed initially with osteoporosis or vitamin D deficiency already.
Mm.
And they found no difference in the number of fractures for postmenopausal women who took the daily calcium supplement with vitamin D and those who didn't. No difference.
Wow.
Yeah.
But how about for younger men and women?
Again, no clear difference, but being conservative scientists, they said there simply isn't enough evidence for those folks to make a clear conclusion. We need more research.
So what about the side effects?
Great question. And again, a number of researchers have been investigating that too. And again, they found some very startling, alarming results, actually. For example, one study came out a year ago, found moderate amounts of calcium from food, about 800 milligrams per day, was fine. But taking calcium supplements nearly doubled the rate of cardiovascular disease over 11 years of taking calcium.
That is an enormous side effect.
Big side effect. And then another just published study followed the intake of dietary and supplemental calcium in some 60,000 Swedish women for 19 years. Turned out that the women who took in more than 1,400 milligrams of calcium were more than twice as likely to die in those 19 years than women who took in from 600 to 1,400 milligrams of calcium a day. And again, the problem was linked mainly to taking supplements, not to calcium from your diet.
So if you're getting your calcium largely from your diet or from food, since there's no, obviously you wouldn't necessarily want to take the supplements since there's no clear benefit and there's an increased risk of death, it sounds
like. Yeah, and you have to decide that with your doc, because there may be some reason why it's very important for you individually with your personal medical and family history to take the supplements. So these studies apply to groups of individuals. So you want to be very careful when you're reading research or hearing about it from somebody like me, you know, about diagnosing yourself and self-medicating over the counter by taking some new supplement that hasn't really been researched at all. Their quality isn't controlled by the FDA. We often don't know about side effects, especially in combination with other medications. So, get on the back of the bus when get back of the line when there's something new suggested and it hasn't been researched.
But always, it strikes me, it's really important then to have a conversation with your own physician about your own specific medical situation.
Absolutely. And if you're thinking about stopping taking calcium supplements, but you're still worried about osteoporosis and broken bones, lots of research shows weight-bearing exercise can prevent fractures and osteoporosis. It doesn't have to be lifting weights. That works great, but it can be lifting your own body weight, using your own body weight, walking, golfing, jogging, horseback riding, tennis. Your bones and joints actually get stronger just from doing that, as long as you don't overdo it and cause an injury.
So you want to take it nice and easy and build up over time.
The key is, yes, absolutely. The key is consistency, 2 to 3 times a week, more if you can do it. Find something you enjoy. Get some friends to join you. That'll help you keep going. And your bones will get stronger in just a couple months.
Wow, that is very good news. Very exciting.
Terrific.
Thanks, Rich.
You're welcome, Linda.